This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Now we roll into hour number two with Barton Hahn, Alan Holm, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and what a busy first hour it has been with the news that Kyler Murray has now signed an extension with the Arizona Cardinals, and this is the floor if you're Lamar Jackson. Like, if Deshaun Watson's $230 fully guaranteed contract is the ceiling, this is the floor. Kyler Murray's getting $230.5 million in his extension, and $160 of it is guaranteed. He's now the second highest paid quarterback at $46.1 million per in the NFL. He's in the league 3 years. He's played one playoff game. That's if you are Lamar Jackson, Bart, and you know Baltimore, you know that Ravens organization well. That's it. You don't need an agent now. You don't. He doesn't have one. He doesn't need one.
Yeah, and here's the thing, though. You keep saying that, you know, it's like, to quote the great Michael Jordan, the ceiling is the floor, right?
Because, the ceiling is the floor.
Because Deshaun Watson can't be the ceiling because guess what? Kyler Murray makes more money than him. So if the guarantee money is the ceiling, right now, if I'm Lamar Jackson, Aaron Rodgers is the ceiling. Ooh. I need 0.5. Did you see the little petty within it? It's 230.5, which is $500,000 more than Deshaun Watson. So if I'm Lamar Jackson, I need 50.5.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Aaron Rodgers is the present. I'm the present and the future.
Yeah. That's how he has to believe. And he also can say, I'm valuable to you because the offense that you created, it fits me.
Yeah,
you can't just say, well, we'll get somebody else. You got to change everything. Well, you don't want to do that.
Well, although that
and it's proven to work.
Although his backup last year, you know, he earned some money.
He was all right. He was pretty good.
He earned some money, too. But I digress.
Yeah, but still, it's a very interesting number. And those who were critical of Lamar Jackson for not having an agent, you don't need one now.
Yeah.
You don't. Like, that's it. Like, let's just talk about something in between these two parameters, and we'll go from there.
and he saves 3%. What is 3% on $230 million? I need somebody out there in Google world or somebody to figure that out. Because that's how much he saved himself. Right? So we know that's $6 million, yeah. Right? Because for the $100 million, that's three.
Please don't do this. You're gonna hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Please
don't. No. That's at least an extra $6 million for him.
Maybe Barsha Thomas would know.
Oh. Times pi divided by two. Ah, 6.5 million.
So before we get into some more news with you, and of course we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I do want to just quickly, Bart, discuss yesterday. Yesterday was a big day for us at ESPN. It was an important day for the V Foundation. And I still want to remind people that it's not too late. You continue to go to v.org/donate and help the V Foundation get this victory over cancer. I mean, Dick Vitale last night was all those things. He was funny. He was emotional. He was energetic. It was great to see him again. The fact that he's able to talk again was fantastic. And, you know, just loved seeing him have that speech. But if it didn't motivate you then, you know, we continue to try to ask you, give whatever you can now. Again, your gift still will be doubled. Still. So we have that generous donor that we've been talking about matching all gifts up to $1 million. So again, v.org/donate. What did you think of Steph Curry as the host of the ESPYs?
Mixed review. I thought he was a little funny, but a little, you know, forced a little bit. You know what I mean? Was not a natural funny guy.
Well, when it's scripted a lot of times, it's going to feel forced.
Yeah. Not
some
not
jokes
a natu-
weren't.
Yeah, not a
nailing,
naturally funny guy. Not a natural.
Well, he's not a comedian.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But if Joel Embiid had did it, you know what I mean? Like some guys that are just naturally funny. But I thought he did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like his outfits. You know, the Draymond Green stuff. You know, I mean,
that was forced.
Yeah, but I hope they keep that whole energy when Kawhi comes back. Fun guy comes back, and he puts that palm and he palms. You know, he palms Draymond's front face.
Like, I heard you had something to say about us.
Yeah, what was it? Seven pro teams and the Clippers?
Yeah,
exactly. But how about this line?
I am the second NBA player to host this award show, which is kind of crazy to think about. LeBron James, he hosted this award show back in 2007 after losing in the NBA Finals. So, yes, you guessed it. This feels better.
Oh, see, this LeBrick James. This is the thing, like LeBrick. Without Kyrie, he got no rebuttal. He got no rebuttal. You can't rebut.
He wasn't there either.
Yeah, because he already knew. He can't rebut. And he didn't even go to social media. He gonna act like I didn't watch the ESPYs. For what? Getting an award, LeBron, you don't get anything. Oh, gotcha, yeah.
One thing I also appreciate, thank you, Steph, no Nick jokes.
Yeah, thank you.
It was Clipper jokes and Kings jokes. Did you see the Kings? How about the Kings joke that his wife told?
Oh, wow.
They did a little skit where like the family was helping him come up with jokes.
Yeah.
She said, why is it always hot in the Kings Arena? Wow. There's no fans.
Damn, Mike Brown.
That was a dad joke. You know, like it was.
That sounds like one of those jokes that Giannis has in his joke book.
That's a Giannis. Yeah, that's one of the Giannis.
That's
jokes
a Giannis joke.
Yeah, but look, it went as expected. It was fine. There were some really inspiring stories that were great to see. The one I disagreed with the most of the awards that were given out. First of all, Steph won like two of them, which is kind of funny of the host. But the one I thought, I know they're all great plays, but the best play, they gave it to Megan Rapinoe, who, had a corner kick that it was like bent, went right into the net. It was an amazing shot.
Bending like Beckham.
But I mean, the kid, who's the kid that with the one arm that you see in a lot of
the commercials? Yeah, man.
I mean, in a game, he got one arm. Dunks the basketball. Incredible play you've ever seen? He's got one arm. He's playing high school basketball with one arm. Let's start there. And then he cuts the ball and dunks on people.
And it's like amazing. Like, why wouldn't you just say, play him right? I don't get it. Like, I would just stay on his left hand. Like, he's still crossing cats up and spinning on him and yamming on him. That's what I'm saying.
That, to me, I am so impressed with that kid. Like, that is such an inspiration to see that.
It is.
So,
he cuffs the ball. He's finally figured out how to cuff the ball as he's about to jump.
He taught himself, but it's the resilience between
his forearm and his
hand. I can still do this. Yeah. I don't know.
And it's not like he wasn't born. He was born with two arms. So, he had to adjust. He got in an accident and they had to amputate it. So,
what
the fact
story.
That he had to, relearn and still be inspired, man, kudos to his parents.
Yeah. Again, Rapinoe, I get it. Everybody loves Megan Rapinoe. She's quite a personality now. She's an amazing athlete, of course. But even she had to feel like, wow, like that kid.
How do I take it from that kid?
Like, damn. But anyways, just quick reaction to this, Bart. As we're talking about Kyler Murray's contract and what he took, and that's a ton of money now, $40.6 million per. His cap hit, obviously, is going to impact Arizona. But they lock in with him and with Cliff Kingsbury, so that's their guy. But James Harden, remember, walked away from his $47 million option. And as the reports go, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, he told Daryl Morey, get some guys that are going to help us, and then whatever's left over, we'll figure it out. So they got P.J. Tucker, which is a really good addition. Daniel House, another good depth addition. They also have the ability to get D'Anthony Melton. And then they come up with a new two-year $68.6 million deal for James Harden, which gives him, I guess it's the second year he can decline. So he could walk away,
right?
But he'd get $33 million next year. So he takes a pay cut from 47.4 to 33, something that Russell Westbrook was not willing to do, right? But he did it. Does this change your – now, I know it's different situations because Russ declined, the Lakers would then say, okay, we're all set. I guess.
Yeah. Like, hey, my code don't work. I need to get my bag.
I can't even get in a building. I just said no. Like, right. You let them know you declined, and they carry you out of the building. All right, we're going to escort you out. What do you mean? But does this change the way we feel about James Harden and his willingness to want to win?
Not me, but to the fans in Philadelphia, absolutely, right? Let me tell you why. Because James Harden is playing chess, not checkers. Right. And like when you really look at it, right, to the fans, I took less money. Right. And then, but what did you say? He can opt out. and then sign a Supermax and get all the money that he lost back, and then still have an opportunity to change the narrative.
But well, he's never going to get the money back. He'll never get the money back, he'll never get the money back because it's built. Anything you get is a percentage off of your last number.
But
he just lowered his annual. Now, again, who's crying for a guy making $33 million, right? But he still does it. He didn't have to, but he did it.
I think the pressure to win – because he understands if he would have said if he would have took that and then he didn't play well and they bombed because he didn't have enough help, they would have been looking at ways to trade him and try and give him an expiring contract to somebody else or move him. So like it's smart. Like we've seen this all along. Like guys, seemingly take discounts but then figure a way how to get it back because winning cures all. Like you said, Russell's on a different situation because nobody would take Russell Westbrook if he was on the market.
Yeah, he would have been. He would have gotten a veteran's minimum.
Exactly. Right.
Russell would have gone from 47 to like 3.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think it certainly is. I was half kidding when I said Russell Westbrook didn't do this for the Lakers, but okay. Your thoughts on this at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got a lot of calls to get to and a lot more certainly to get to. The Giants make a move to a classic uniform, and it makes us wonder, what other classic uniforms would you like to see come back? Ooh. Lots to get to, of course, and then the news in Arizona. We go to one of our favorite people there in the desert, John Gambadoro, Gambo, to come on and debate with Bart whether or not this was the right move for the Cardinals. But first, Bart, tell us about Vivid Seats.
Ah, man, the 2022 baseball season is in full swing, and you can be there to catch all the action live with Vivid Seats. Get out to the ballpark and experience every home run, every web jump, every walk-off. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, you'll earn free tickets from the very first purchase. Buy 10 tickets, get the 11th ticket free. It's like getting 10% back on every ticket, from the box seats to the bleachers. Vivid Seats has you covered with tickets at great prices all summer long. Just visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, life happens live.
All right, it's Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, the number to be part of the conversation. So much more to get to with you. We will do that. We have a Hall of Fame potential coach that is a free agent and what places he will fit in the NFL. We have that. Bart, there's a laundry list of things to get to. The latest on Donovan Mitchell and whether or not, if you're a Knicks fan, you probably should just take a nap for a little while on that situation. Juan Soto wanted a charter, and the Nationals said no. What does that all mean? Ooh. And how soon is he going to be on the move? And yes, Kyler Murray, who decided to not play baseball and instead went to the NFL, is now making money that Aaron Judge wants from the Yankees. But instead, he's getting it from the Arizona Cardinals. And now you know why he decided not to play baseball.
6 years.
But is this the right move for the – but, as Bart and I have been talking about, it's a great move for the kid. He'd take this money. But is this the right move for the Arizona Cardinals? We need information from Arizona. We need Cardinals takes. And when we need that, we go to one place and one place only. John Gambadoro, Arizona Sports, 98.7 in Phoenix, who joins us right now. Gambo, what's happening, buddy?
Man, what would Kenny O'Brien have made today if he was still playing?
Oh, my God. Right? Because he lit it up.
Richard Todd? What would Richard Todd have made today?
I don't know about Richard. I think Richard Todd would be like along the lines of like Baker Mayfield, where nobody
Cousins.
Would know if they want to love him or not. Yeah, Kirk Cousins. Good. That's a good comment.
Kirk Cousins.
Yes, but Kenny O'Brien,
Ken O'Brien, a year.
Dude, the money, the numbers that he put up, he lit it up in the 80s. The numbers he put up, he definitely would get serious coin.
What about Anderson?
Love
the guy
Kenny O'Brien.
Before, Boomer Esiason.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny Anderson?
Yeah,
you're
Kenny
talking
Anderson,
about? Ken Anderson, yeah. Yeah, well, there's a lot of different guys. Boomer, too. Boomer makes some serious cash. But how about this, Gambo? Like, is this, like, we're just a little hesitant about this. Not from the, if you're the player, you love this. But as an organization, is this something that 5 years from now or even 3 years from now, it's going to be going to look back on a bit of regret?
Could be. It could be. I mean, listen, the kid's extremely talented. Me and Bart have gone back and forth on him, over time. But the Cardinals had no choice. They had to bet on him.
Hold on.
They had to bet on him because he is an extremely talented player. They tried the route. Guys, listen, the two quarterbacks that they had success with here in Arizona were retread quarterbacks, right? Kurt Warner, scrap heap, and then Carson Palmer, right? Bengals to the Raiders, and then the Cardinals got, you know, gave up nothing to get him. That's the two quarterbacks they've had success. The quarterbacks that they've drafted, Josh Rosen didn't work out. Matt Leinart didn't work out. Jake Plummer really didn't work out. Did win one playoff game for them, but didn't work out. Went to Denver, and he was a little bit better there. They've had no success drafting quarterbacks and having a franchise quarterback. So they are betting on Kyler Murray. I mean, it was, listen, I'm sure that they would have loved to have had him play for $5.5 million this year, but it was never going to happen. The agent wouldn't allow it.
Gambo, aren't you the same person that came on our air and was, like, disgusted at how he acted and the demands of him, his agent, and how he carried himself as a leader? So you mean to tell me he was immature? Does this make him more mature again? Like, or does that say if you pout and if you act this way, that it gets rewarded? So you mean to tell me?
No, listen. I like the kid as a quarterback. I mean, I think he's extremely talented.
As a leader, like, I mean, we're not talking about talent. Jamarcus Russell had talent.
Yeah.
It's about character and leadership qualities. And if the reports were true, which we all agreed about, how is this a good deal? It's a horrible deal. And you say, okay, well, so you mean to tell me this guy is $500,000 better than Deshaun Watson? He shouldn't even been in that tier. Those type of contracts are for top tier guys. He's a third tier type of guy. His contract should have.
But why is Kirk Cousins making that money?
Because
why is Kirk Cousins making that type of money? That's the going rate, Bart. I mean, if you got a quarterback you like, you're paying $40 million a year these days. I don't like it, but that's the reality.
No, 40, but it's not 46.5 or whatever the numbers are. Like, he skipped right past. He should have been maybe a little bit more than Dak Prescott. You guys are going to regret this, and this is where the mistake was made. Okay, if you're going to give him that type of money, you do what the Kansas City Chiefs done. You make that deal so long that eventually those numbers look like a discount. Right?
Annual.
He's going to be a free agent again at 30. You're going to have this conversation. You're going to say, well, what do we do? You're going to be stuck like the Tennessee Titans or something like that. Well, he's good. He's not great. But if we get rid of him, then who? And you're going to be stuck paying top money of being, get this kid, $500 million and you have no results. Where you look at Kansas City.
They got him under contract for 7 years.
Well, 7 years. Okay.
Because the 2 years that were left on his deal still count. Five years is new.
I understand the math very well. But what's Patrick Mahomes' deal? What would Patrick Mahomes' deal be if his deal was only 5 years and he hit the market at what Aaron Rodgers just did? What would his be? But they were smart enough that they gave him $500 million, but look how long the deal is. That's 7 years, still not long. He's still going to hit the market again at 32.
The Cardinals, I believe, wanted 6 years. They settled on five. Initially, the agent was talking about a four-year deal. The deal got done at 1:30 in the morning last night. Eric Burkhart was in Dallas. He's actually in New York right now. He flew to New York at 6 o'clock in the morning. They got the deal. They got the deal done at 1:30 last night. I mean, what are the Cardinals supposed to do, Bart? If the kid doesn't play,
now,
I wouldn't have held out because obviously – but you could hold in. You could hold in instead of hold out. That happens.
What is he proving?
You're the Cardinals. What are you supposed to do?
You got to give either on the annual or you got to give on the length of the deal. Like, if you want to have this annual, this deal, I need more length because I want to buy your prime. Because I know right now, I know Lamar Jackson, he laughed his way all the way into the Ravens facility. Like, oh, my God, they paid this dude what am I worth?
What happened here?
Yeah, he sprinted. Yeah. People don't realize Lamar Jackson was in Tallahassee when Kyler Murray signed. He ran to Baltimore in that fast of a time. That's how quickly he got there. What is Joe Burrow going to get?
Do you not think?
What if Justin Herbert going to get?
The next 7 years is a lot of time. He's under contract for the next 7 years.
Not at that price point. I need a 10.
All right. Let me just step in here. John Gambadoro is joining us here from Arizona Sports 98.7 in Phoenix. This is about, of course, Kyler Murray and a new contract extension that he is signing with the Cardinals at 5 years, $230.5 million. And, of course, the .5 represents just a little bit more than Deshaun Watson's full value of his extension. But a difference here, of course, is that Deshaun's is fully guaranteed, whereas this – Kyler is guaranteed at $160 million, but he's getting an annual of 46.1 per, second highest to only Aaron Rodgers in the NFL. And again, as Gambo's talking with us here at Spartan Hunt ESPN Radio, Gambo, like, you guys can debate what they should have done, what they couldn't have done, all that stuff. What I want to ask you is this, is what Bart began with, is the Cardinals, obviously there's talent there. They obviously were a playoff team. They obviously are a team that now does believe in once they get D-Hop back and they're all in, obviously, on Cliff Kingsbury. Now they're all in on their quarterback. But a quarterback that gets paid this much money, you want him to be your CEO, right? You want him to be the face of your franchise, a guy that, you know, represents you. And that has been the knock on him, that it's the body language, it's his attitude, it's even how he acted by, well, you know, scrubbing all the social media stuff of Cardinals and all that
childish.
Stuff. It's that kind of thing. Like, when does that get addressed? Does he address it? What do you know about him that tells you that, you know what, this will change? Or will it?
Nope.
Yeah, you know, you are who you are. You know, I mean, we could talk what we want about how he'll gain, and, you know, as he gets more experience, he'll gain in leadership, but it doesn't always work that way. Look, he's not in the category of Russell Wilson or, you know, Patrick Mahomes and those quarterbacks. He's not in that category. We know that. But you also, you know, you also look at some of the contracts. What's Jared Goff getting these days? What's Ryan Tannehill getting? What's Jimmy Garoppolo getting?
Peanuts.
What Dak Prescott.
Peanuts.
Listen, I don't like it either. But if you like your quarterback, you're paying him $35 to $45 million a year these days. The leadership. Listen, he took a 3-win team, right? Josh Rosen, first round draft pick, took a 3-win team. He came in the next year, won 5 games. Then he won 8. Then he won 11. Took him to the playoffs. They've had a lot of collapses in the second half of the season. But the talent, you can't deny the kid is extremely talented. He's had a hard time finishing seasons, you know, healthy, and they've mm-hmm. struggled to win games in the last month of the season. But I just think that the Cardinals, like, again, we don't know, Alan. Like, we don't know if the kid's going to be a great leader. We don't know if he's going to be the right type of character guy that you want. He's never been in trouble. He's never been arrested. He's never been in trouble. Everybody talks about, oh, his character is guy. He hasn't done anything to embarrass
football,
the organization.
Football character. Football character is different.
Who cares?
We're talking about football character, which is what I care about more, because football character is what's going to win you games and leadership. Because, listen, we want to give him credit because the team got better every year, but the talent that they had around him got better every year. They went out and got DeAndre Hopkins. So let's give DeAndre Hopkins some credit for that leadership. Let's give Chandler Jones some credit for those wins. Like, those wins weren't just on him. You know what I mean? I would argue that those wins were more on the other guys. And now with the exit of Chandler Jones, which now his contract signals the exit of J.J. Watt next year.
Bart.
You just told me I was right. Earlier in the year, you called up here and said, Bart, you were right on what I said 2 years ago. Is it going to be another 2 years before you call back up here and you tell me I was right on this one again? Because they should have got him for a lot longer, because it would have been a lot more digestible if they owned his prime.
All right.
3 years, they're going to, if he has an okay season, they'll have to address it again.
Patrick Mahomes, he's under contract for 10 years. We'll have to address it then as well, because we've got to leave it right here. Gambo, we love talking with you. Here's the funny thing, though, Bart. Gambo, at the very beginning, did acknowledge that maybe they will regret it. He did acknowledge that, but I'm with Gambo on this one, though. He is a very talented quarterback. The only concern I have, of course, is all the other stuff, is can he kind of grow up a little bit and be a leader, because you need a guy like that. And also, late in the year, you got to show up in the biggest games. And now that he's paid this well, the criticism's going to come a lot louder if he does it. And the expectations. Gambo, always good to catch up, man. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. All the best.
Boys, you got it. Take care.
All right, John Gambador, you can hear him. Arizona Sports, 98.7 in Phoenix. He's one of the best voices for all of Phoenix sports, not just obviously the Cardinals, but everybody else out there, the Diamondbacks, the Suns. He is the one-stop shopping, there's no doubt. But we are now moving on in our NFL conversation. You can join us, though, if you want to sound off on whether you agree with Gambo or you agree with Bart, because they are on opposite sides of this argument. And we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And a lot more to get to as we continue our two-a-days for training camps. Speaking of the highest-paid quarterback annually in the NFL, that'd be the Green Bay Packers' Aaron Rodgers. Let's dive deeper into Green Bay coming up next. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I'll leave it to Mike Tannenbaum with the take. Yes, our two-a-days continue as we get you ready for NFL training camps. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We also want you to try the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless with nationwide 5G on America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability and coverage and speed may vary. We've got your calls at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And yes, the Kyler Murray news, if you're just joining us, $230.5 million. Is the extension that he gets over 5 years. $160 million is guaranteed. So he's locked up for 7 years. And he now, with this deal, the second highest paid on average at $46.1 million per. Yeah. The person that is number one when it comes to quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers. And that is why we get now into the Green Bay Packers. Bart, no Davante Adams. How huge of an impact do you think that's going to have, not just on the Packers' success offensively, but on Aaron Rodgers' success, as he has been the MVP the last couple of years, and they have done nothing but win?
I mean, I think, first of all, let me start with, you know, nobody's more excited with the fact that Jimmy G was granted the opportunity to seek a trade, because that's the team that has been his kryptonite. Their physicality and Jimmy G is 2-0 in Lambeau Field against the Packers of Green Bay. But let's go to your original question. When you talk about where does this organization see themselves going forward, you know, you look at, you know, this defense is elite. You know, I'm looking right now to Mattin, Raines and stuff like that. Zaire Alexander is right there, right? And you look at, you know, this defense, they did a tremendous job in trying not to put it all on Aaron Rodgers to score points. You know, but when you look when it comes down to the clutch moments, like, who is he going to go to now? So now he has to develop chemistry with a bunch of guys that are from other places, right? They're dependent on guys like Sammy Watkins to be healthy for the first time in his career, and he's been around for a long time. You know, Randall Cobb. So now what happens is you don't have that dominant defense, that dominant receiver. Now he doesn't dictate coverage. So now, guys, you don't know what kind of coverage you're going to get. It's going to be mixed up who they're taking away in certain times. And that is a big deal, in my opinion. They have a strong running game. This team is prime and ready. But we've been saying that for the last 4 years, that Aaron Rodgers has been one of the most elite quarterbacks in all the division. They always seem to fall short.
Think about this. They've won 13 games for three straight years.
Yeah, well, that's equivalent to what Tom Brady used
no
to
team's
do
ever
our
done
division.
That. It's equivalent but no to team's what, ever yeah. done. You know, no team's ever done that, though. That's the kind of winning they have had. Great winning during the regular season.
Weak division,
but, you know, again, they get to the conference, they lose. They get to the conference, they lose. Yep. And then last year, they don't even get out. They lose in the divisional round to, as you said, the aforementioned 49ers and Jimmy G.
Exactly. So
and it was because they couldn't score.
And I can't imagine a world where you can say this offense is better without Davante Adams there. You know, you're going to put a lot of pressure on Alan Lazard. They lost Valdez Scantling, who was their big play guy. And so now it's like trying to win with a bunch of good players, not a couple of good players and a great player. And that means a lot.
Sorry. And the question also is, with Aaron Rodgers, he has been mostly about vets, right? Guys he can trust. This is an opportunity for Aaron Rodgers to prove that he can develop a young wide receiver.
Well, he's
that
done
is Christian
that before.
Watson, who they really like. They took him in the second round, and he has high upside as a wide receiver. Yes, I know. We have seen this happen
Jordy
before,
Nelson,
with Jordy Nelson, where they have some connection. But that was earlier in his career. Where he is now, can he have the patience? Can he be a mentor to turn a talented but raw young wide receiver into a weapon that he certainly needs?
And he's going to eventually make those rookie mistakes. One thing you can count on Davante Adams, whether he was doubled or not, he was going to be able to make the play. And you have inconsistency whenever you have a young wide receiver that's not named Ja'Marr Chase or Randy Moss or Justin Jefferson, who just came in and hit the ground running. So it's right. going to be interesting, because now the pressure's on him, because after Aaron Rodgers told us that he wasn't getting $50 million a year, he got $50 million a year. So like now it's about him. And then you talk about his timeline as well. This is a guy that always seems to be evaluating his future in the NFL. So the moment is now, and there's more pressure on Aaron Rodgers because he took the $50 million. And part of that is the reason why they didn't give Davante Adams the money that they could give him, and the fact that Davante Adams got tired of waiting for Aaron Rodgers to always have to make a decision. So really, he's the reason why he left.
All right. So two things also that are not Aaron Rodgers related to keep an eye on with this Packers team going forward. Number one, defense. Joe Barry did a good job with this team defensively. Mm-hmm. But run defense, you can run against this team.
Not
so
anymore.
That is something to
not
watch.
Anymore.
Well,
TJ
you say
Wyatt.
That now, right?
TJ Wyatt from Georgia. That man's a grown
Devontae
ass
Wyatt.
Man. Yeah, he's
Devontae
a grown
Wyatt.
Ass man. And,
yep.
and he
Quay
failed
Walker
because,
as well.
And
they went, everybody yeah. goes to Georgia to get better yeah. better yeah. on defense, and that's
and,
what
and,
they
and
did.
He failed, and he failed in the draft because he had character issues, which is exactly yep. what the Green Bay Packers needed. They needed some dudes with some felonies.
You wanted to
They're
see
too
that.
Too nice.
But the other thing to watch, which, you know, is kind of rare because, you know, they've had some guys that, you know, again, Mason Crosby, it was always a given. Their special teams has not been good. You know, their special but, teams yeah. last year was one of the worst in the league.
Cost them the playoff game.
Cost them in the divisional
round as
well.
But they went out and got, you know, the interim coach from the Raiders.
Bisaccia.
Yeah, Bisaccia.
Right?
Bisaccia? Yeah, who was a great special team coach. So yeah. maybe just by having a better coach there, they're going to have better play there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right. So quickly here, Caesars has the over-under win total for the Green Bay Packers, Bart, at 11.5. Do you go over or under?
Over. They got a horrible division. Like, yeah. we'll see what happens with Minnesota and Kevin O'Connell bringing over the Rams type of philosophy. Let's see if that helps and has instant success. But do we really care if they win 14, Bears. 15? Yeah. What are they going to do when they go against another team that's not yeah. the scrubs within
Playoffs
their division?
Playoffs are going to matter now. Right?
Yeah.
They've reached that point
Yeah, the
where,
scrubs within their division.
Right. Talk to me in January. That's what matters now when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. It's actually a great comparison. It really is, because if you're Green Bay, that's your expectation. Trying to win championships, regular season, doesn't matter. We have your calls coming up. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Hey, Bart, did you see that the New York football Giants are going back to their 80s uniforms?
Yeah, man.
The ones that they, you know, the LT ones, the Carl Banks,
yeah.
Phil Sims.
Jeff Hostetler.
You know, instead of the NJ, which was the real throwbacks, this says Giants. Just yeah. block letters, Giants, but the bolder blue. You know, the red, white, and blue coloring, but they're doing that. The Dallas Cowboys are going back to the classic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're doing this not all yeah, season. This is, I think, just a couple of legacy yeah, or legend games or whatever they're called.
Yeah, remember when I was playing, we had the old Titans, and you know, they every team
they
kind of
released
some of those. You know, yeah. Other than the yellow pants, sometimes they get wet like you peed on yourself. But, you know, it's also, you know, Brian Daboll, it's kind of a subliminal message about we're getting back to playing Giants football, which
yeah.
is building through the trenches.
Be know, that team.
You know, great you know, pass rush and relentless yeah. pass rush and tremendous offensive line play, hopefully with Evan Neal, that they're going back that mm-hmm. way. So I'm excited because sometimes uniforms and what you put on can put you in a certain mindset.
Interesting. Evan is in Ohio. He wants to talk uniforms with us, Evan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening, Evan?
Hey, I wanted to holler out at Bart earlier. He hollered out about Kenny Anderson and the Bengals. I'd like to yeah. see the Bengals go back to the throwbacks with the old Paul Brown took the jerseys from the Browns and then made the Bengals.
I love that, Bart. The helmet, though, the helmet, the boomer.
And then just put the bagels on the side.
Yeah,
that's classic, that, right? Yeah. Well, listen,
that's how you do it. If you like the way it looks, just steal it.
Well, that was his organization first.
Isn't that what Parcells did? Wait,
and the Kenny Anderson, no tiger stripes. Let's do
I love the tiger stripes. To me, the tiger stripes, well, they're one of the best helmets in ever. Like, yeah. I love that helmet. But didn't Parcells, thank you, Evan, didn't Parcells do that when he went to the Patriots? Didn't he, like, because they were also red, white, and blue, but they had that silly Pat the Patriot guy and that look, and he changed it to that what they kind of are now, a little more updated look, but it was looked a lot like the Giants.
Well, you know what? They don't change uniforms as much as they do now. We understand that they moved from the Reebok. They moved from the Reebok, and then they moved from Reebok to Nike now. So Nike's kind of putting their own twist on some of these uniforms. But I love when you go back to the origins, you know what I mean? Because it brings you
back
to
not all throwbacks that should be brought back. I don't think not all throwbacks.
Bart and Han.
Oh, hurt yourself. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Let's talk to the people, Bart. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On Kyler Murray, we talked to Coach Valentine. What's up, Coach?
Hey, how you doing? I want to speak on the Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson situation.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Coach Valentine. I'm down here in Boynton Beach. Coach at Boynton High. Lamar's alma mater. I look at the situation. Well, you got two top end guys, both were Heisman Trophy winners, in their respectful right. I look at it, and it's the baseball player and Kyler Murray that came out. I believe that kind of got him paid the way he got paid. I think the Ravens do need to go ahead and make a deal with Lamar and feel this deal, because he's doing it the way that any franchise would really want.
He's been quiet.
He's doing it with humility. He's doing it as a professional.
He hasn't made a big deal. Thank you, Coach. Like, right, Bart? He hasn't.
He's doing it with humility. He's not negotiating through the media. Mm-hmm. He's not, like, letting them break the wall. He's giving them the respect, and they're giving him the respect in return. But at some point, to go about the business of being able to lock in guys, be able to bring guys in, you want to try and have a long-term deal so you can prorate it and know what you're working with in the future. When you think about bringing in future guys and trying to give Lamar Jackson the best opportunity to win, maybe, you know, Rashad Bateman, and we talk about Hollywood Brown running away and saying, I didn't understand why Hollywood Brown had a problem with the offense. Lamar Jackson targeted him more than anybody. He had 1,100 yards. Like, does he think that he's going to have any more yards, you know, going to play with Kyler Murray? Like, so that kind of is a weird thing going on. And Lamar has to try and break that notion that elite receivers don't want to play with him because they don't agree with the offense. You know, if Hollywood Brown got 1,000 yards and Mark Andrew had damn near 1,500 yards, then what are you talking about? What other team features more than two guys with 1,000 yards receiving? So the notion that, you know, receivers can't eat within the system is asinine, in my opinion. But
I'd want to get an explanation. Like, I'd want to see, you know, maybe one of these days.
Like, yo, Hollywood, why'd you actually be gone? What happened? Like,
not even that. I'd like to just ask a wide receiver, like, would he be frustrating to play with, or would he be great to play with? That's the question I think you'd want to ask. Quarterbacks that I think a wide receiver would love to play with is Aaron Rodgers, but Dana in Virginia wants to light him up. Dana.
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah. I couldn't wait for y'all to talk about Green Bay. I couldn't wait, because this notion with Aaron Rodgers, a bad man, even they always talking, he's a bad man. He won one Super Bowl. He won one Super Bowl forever ago. Yeah. But whenever y'all talk about Russell Wilson, y'all like, oh, Russell Wilson ain't this and that because he won a Super Bowl. He haven't won another one. He went to back-to-back Super Bowls.
He should have won a second one. Russell Wilson should have won that second one. It was a bad play call. We all know that. But it was something, you know what, Dana? It was something that Bart and I were talking about off the air. Which, Bart, say it again about Green Bay and what they've had. Because to me, and thank you, Dana, to me, like, it is an incredible thing to think about. Go ahead, say it.
Green Bay has had a Hall of Fame quarterback for 30 straight years and only has two championships.
It's amazing. Like, what do they say? You need a Hall of Fame. You need a great quarterback to win a championship. Green Bay has had two
for 30
in a
years.
Run
for
of 30 years, and they have two championships.
Man.
Isn't that like when you think about it, when you put it in that perspective, it does blow your mind. And what will they say? Well, it's the fault of the front office. They didn't build properly around it. Well, wait a minute. You told me that I need to have a great quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and I have two.
Two.
In 30 years.
Two.
Now,
the Ravens
two
have
more
two.
Than a lot of
the Ravens have two, and they ain't been a franchise for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? Let that sink in.
It's fair, but it's amazing. Like it's
the
amazing
criticism
to think
is
about
fair.
That is
and how
a
can you
phenomenon.
Be a great and like Aaron Rodgers, unless he wins another one, won't unless. Be in that upper echelon of the Hall of Fame in that wing. He won't be in that wing with Peyton Manning and I would say John Elway, Ben Roethlisberger. He's not even there, even though he's better than Ben Roethlisberger. He don't have the hardware.
Right, it's something to watch. I'll tell you. That is a compelling story in Green Bay. And in Arizona, they're paying Kyler Murray. Will they regret it? That and more coming up in the Power Hour.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.